Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the first, or I should say episode zero, of Voices from the Dark. I've been going over this 1,000 times. I don't know exactly what to say about the podcast, except for it's going to be awesome, and I've already recorded several episodes. I just need to publish them, which is why you're listening to this. I have written a bunch of stuff to describe the podcast, and I'm not satisfied with any of it. So I figure I'll just stop reading and writing and just talk, which is what a goddamn podcast is all about. So if you go to the homepage of the website, bornfromthedark.com/voices, you can see everything there. That's the main page, obviously. I call it a podcast for philosophers, wizards, and totems because I like the way it sounds. And also, it is for those people. It's for philosophers, which the definition I'm using is a person who seeks wisdom or enlightenment. It is for wizards because a wizard is a very clever or skillful person. That's the definition I'm using. And totems, which you probably know from Totem Pole. I extend this definition to mean a spirit being. So we're all spirit beings in some way or whatever, if you believe in the soul, who knows. Anyway, so I'll try to make this short. Basically, welcome to Voices from the Dark. It's May 1st, International Workers' Day. Not that I celebrate, but it's probably one of the better holidays. It's 8:34 in Berlin, Germany, and that's where the podcast is based. I wanted to make this introductory podcast basically a who, what, when, where, why, and how type of thing. But if you look at our homepage, you'll see that it says that it's led by me, Stephen Kafari. I'm a fiction writer. I write other stuff, but mostly fiction. It tells on the homepage, it tells everybody the goals. Some of them are funny, support the arts, literature, and film. And then, of course, maybe have a drink or two, things like that. You can see that all there. We want to educate listeners, entertain, create an enjoyable audio experience, have political discussions, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of stuff that I want to do with this show. We're looking for a podcast crew. That's super important. I need producers. So someone who's the same as me. Co-producers, someone who is, helping out, basically partnering with me. A producer would be someone who's doing things on their own, the way I'm doing it now. A co-producer would be somebody who's like partnering up with another producer. A host would be like how I'm hosting mostly the Interviews with Artists series and other series that I'll tell you about in a minute. A co-host is somebody who's doing that at the same time. So you have two people. Basically two people hosting the show. I want to do many shows, and then other collaborators, basically people who want to be a part of the podcast, but don't know exactly what they want to do, or they do know what they want to do. For example, designers, musicians, sound guys, those kind of collaborators that I'm looking for, those kind of people as well. Also, if you have an idea for a show, just send me an email, because I think, we can do shows about anything. I already have a few planned. I guess I'll tell you about those. First one is called the Artist Series. It's been through a bunch of changes of names, but I'm settled on artists. The Artist Series is a podcast series of conversations between artists and a host. That's usually going to be me. It's supposed to be sharing inspirational and entertaining stories about being an artist, or really anything related to being an artist. Several of those have been produced already, and those will be published every week after this one. Another one is a podcast in the planning stage. It's called right now Four-Eyed Cyclops, or 4EC. It's a movie review podcast with two co-hosts. It's in the planning stage, so it's not set how many hosts there will be, but I think two would be ideal. And they review film suggestions from each other and from the audience. Call-ins will be a part of the show, which I think will be really cool. Have people call in and do like semi-live. I want to do live at some point for everything, but you know, step by step. Third one is Mistaken Ideas, which is a working title again. It's in the planning stage. It's a podcast where two co-hosts attempt to define one fallacy per episode. So a logical fallacy, that's like the ad hominem attack or the ad hominem fallacy or the straw man fallacy, you know, different kinds of biases, but mostly focusing on fallacies, and we'll be reading those and defining them each per episode and coming up with examples and accusing each other of, you know, using them and so on, trying to make it as fun as possible. And of course, having guests come on the show and talk about these things and the importance of knowing what these fallacies are. I feel like people don't put enough emphasis on learning these fallacies and argumentative, skills in general. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. You can contact us through the website bornfromthedark.com/contact. If you want to support the show, which I don't know if you will be able to make that decision based on this. Hopefully you don't. Hopefully you listen to the rest of the episodes, which will be coming out, and you'll make your judgments with that. Anyway, there's many ways that you can support us or me or the show or whatever you want to call it. Send me a message if you want to co-produce or co-host or collaborate, but you can also support the show with donations, financial support. That would be via Patreon. That's basically the only way that I have set up to take financial support. You get exclusive monthly benefits or exclusive benefits for monthly donations. And you can check that out at patreon.com/talltales. If you don't know what Patreon is, patreon.com is a platform for artists and, you know, basically creative people who, you know, for them to get funding for their projects directly from their audience. And that is that. I think I could go into so many more details about what the podcast is about. It's about open critical discussion. It covers many topics from the tiniest mundane thing to, you know, the biggest controversies of our day and controversies of all time. It's not just about current events. It's also about history. Can be. And it's for a lot of people, but mostly people who are interested in learning things through conversation. I can go on and on. I've written so much about this, but I think that you get the idea. Those three shows that I mentioned, the artist series, which are interviews with artists, the Four-Eyed Cyclops, which is a movie review podcast, and then Mistaken Ideas, which is a kind of philosophical, logical, scientific podcast. Those three are pretty straightforward. You can tell that the podcast is about a lot of things. And it's for philosophers, wizards, and totems. So if you are interested, please visit the website and follow the episodes. They're coming out every week after today, May 1st. it'll be maybe every Tuesday. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe every Sunday might be good as well. You can support the show in many ways. Basically, just go to the homepage, bornfromthedark.com/voices, and you will always be able to get everything that you need about the show there. I will update it with all this writing that I did about the show, the who, what, when, where, and why, and all that, the stuff that I just could not read because it sounds so unnatural when I read from the page. But anyway, looking forward to having a good podcast and developing an audience with all of you guys and continuing to have good guests on the show, because I've already had a bunch of good guests, amazing guests from Berlin. I've had a Polish filmmaker, a Venezuelan, Lalo Gomez. He's amazing. A performer, artist, let's say, a performer and an artist. And then Grace, who is a set designer and costume designer, And then Alma, who is a actress among many other things. And of course, one of my future, possibly future co-hosts, Evgeny. Yeah, so those are a little bit of shout outs to the upcoming episodes. The next one will definitely be the one with the Polish filmmaker, Dominik Watin. And yeah, I hope you guys keep listening. I hope I've made some kind of impression on you that, yeah, so that you'll keep coming back to the show. I got to go take care of my son now. I hear him in the background. And yeah, have a good May 1st. Welcome to Voices from the Dark.